Hi, welcome back to another episode of Random Threads. I'm your host, Shay Miller. Today, I kind of wanted to touch on the feelings that we may get, like the depressive feelings we may get after like a birthday or a holiday or any special event that we've been waiting on. I want to touch on the feelings that we get afterwards, whether they are depressive or not. So let's jump right in. So kind of funny in a not so like haha laughing way, but almost every year around my birthday, and my birthday is super close to the 4th of July, so I'm kind of like one of those lucky people that get to celebrate their birthday when all the like American flags and fireworks and all that sort of stuff is going off. So it has always really felt like my birthday is this huge celebration, and like everybody's in the party mood around my birthday. And I've been super lucky to have a summer birthday. For one, I love summers, and I don't know if it's because of summer or because my birthday is in the summer, or you know, I don't even know how that came about, but I just love summer, and I love that my birthday is in the summer, and it just feels like there's a lot of happiness that is permeating during the summer months, you know, with all the sunshine and everybody getting outside and just, you know, trying to be the best versions of themselves. And so almost every year around my birthday, I get super excited and start anticipating, you know, like amazingness, like, oh, I wonder what we're gonna do for my birthday. Yes, this year, how is my birthday gonna turn out this year? You know, you just get that. Probably everybody does. I mean, maybe, but I know that birthdays are like, they're cool. They're a big deal. You know, that's the day that you get to be celebrated because you've, you know, you're celebrating your anniversary of living on this earth. It's just amazing. But just like that, like any other day, it comes and then it leaves, you know, it's like, poof, it's gone. It's gone. Like just any other day it came, it had its fun, and now it's gone. And so although the day is usually always perfect and I appreciate everything that is done for me and about me, I still get this like melancholy or depressive feeling that rises up within me. I do have to say that this year it wasn't, I didn't get that big of a depressive feeling after my birthday as I usually do in years past. But like usually I get this like depressive feeling afterwards, and I'm using my birthday as an example, but it happens to like a lot of different events, you know, like we get disappointed that our life goes back to regular so quickly. Like the day that we've been waiting for, it comes and then it's gone. And then we're like back to like a normal regular life. And so like sometimes it can feel like centuries as we wait for certain days or like events or birthdays or anniversaries or holidays or vacations, anything that we're waiting for, like any like day or event that we're waiting for, it feels like a really long time for that day to arrive. You know, you're just like waiting and waiting and you're so excited and anticipating. And then most of the time it feels as though the events or the days, they come so quickly, like they go by so quickly and they vanish as if nothing ever happened. And so some of the best things that we can do for ourselves to avoid these like post-event feelings, or like if we get depressive or melancholy after a huge exciting day and then like the next day is back to regular life, some of the things that we can do to avoid the depression that tends to come, or that tempts us, we get tempted to be like this like super sad or lonely feeling or empty feeling because now what do we have to look forward to or whatever. And I can see this a lot with people who go on vacation. You know, they usually are like super excited to go on vacation, and then like they come back to regular life in their home and they have this, it's like the Monday blues, but it's like after vacation blues or after birthday blues or whatever. And so some of the things that we can do to avoid those feelings, or to help fight those feelings, I should say, we shouldn't ever avoid feelings, but because feelings are feelings, you know, we should always embrace our feelings, get to know our feelings, and then just know how to handle them. And so, like I keep saying, some of the biggest things that we can do to help fight the negative feelings that come is to truly be mindful, you know, be present, be in the moment. Like when the awaited time or event or whatever arrives, we need to make sure that we take each step in that moment to look around, to notice all the faces, to hear all the sounds, to feel the temperature of the fluctuating air, to listen to all the laughs, admire all the care that has been taken to make this day or event or vacation amazing. We just need to make sure that we step back and take a look around and truly enjoy, truly feel our surroundings. And when we do that, like say on a vacation, you know, you're like at the beach on a vacation, you need to just, yes, enjoy yourself, but also take a moment, you know, just stop right there in the sand, you know, bury your toes into the sand and just stop. Take a deep breath, look around you, look at all the excitement around you, look at all the open air, look at the open sea, look at the palm trees, whatever you're looking at, you know, and on your birthday, take a moment, stop and be like looking around, like look at all the gifts that you've been given or look at the special things that have been done for you or just look at yourself and be like, man, I made it another year, you know, just take a moment and enjoy what's going on. And then when we practice doing that, not only on vacation or not only on our birthdays or our anniversaries or any special event that we've been waiting for, when we do it more on a daily basis with like the normal regular life routines, like every single day, if we do that mindful, taking notice, feeling ourselves, feeling our feelings, letting our feelings explore, and we just really, truly take in our surroundings every single day on a normal, regular basis, the special times, the special days, the special events, the special vacations, they will explode with meaning for us. That should help make the memories last a lifetime, you know, and then we can enjoy the memories. Not are we like super bummed once they're gone, but we're actually still living there. We're actually still living in the moment that we enjoy the most because we took the time to look around and we took the time to fully embrace what we were doing at that time. So we were able to take the experience, we were able to take the feelings because we actually really got to know them. We got to know our feelings, we got to know our experiences, we got to see what was going on around us. We got to just truly embrace it and take it with us to where we could live with it for the rest of our life. And you know, like with birthdays, you get to live with the feeling of having your birthday for a whole nother year, and then your birthday is there again. You know, just all these different things that you enjoy and that you anticipate, you just take the time, you take the moment, and you just take a deep breath and you really enjoy it and be in the moment, be present, you know, and then you're able to take it with you on your so-called regular normal day lives. So now with my birthday being over, my birthday's at the end of June and the 4th of July is over, one of my most favorite holidays, I need to remember all the, and because I did, I put it in practice this year. I actually took time and I looked around and I enjoyed and I took the moments, I took the times to just embrace everything that was going on around me that was positive and that I loved and that I wanted to last forever. This year I did do that and I am so grateful that I did because now, what is it? July 10th. So yeah, like days later, 6 days later, almost a week later from the 4th of July. And I still feel the excitement I did when I was watching fireworks. I still can dip into the adrenaline I felt when we were watching fireworks that night. And it's just something that I'm able to, you know, move on these regular normal days. I'm able to move on and be so thankful that I got to experience another year of the 4th of July, another year of a fantastic birthday, which, by the way, was like the best birthday I've ever had in my entire life. So that's cool. I was able to bring them with me and to where I still feel the happiness of those days, even right now to this day. And it makes me even that much more happy and anticipating next year's birthday and next year's 4th of July. And so I hope you guys got something from this episode today. Go ahead and shoot me an email if you have any questions or comments, or if you need me to answer any questions for you or anything like that. I would be glad to help you out. It's threadsrandom@gmail.com. And like I've said before, Threads has a Z at the end of it on all of our accounts. And you can follow me and message me on Instagram. The podcast page is random_threads_podcast. And then you can also follow me and message me on my personal account, which is Shana_Dakota. That's Shanea_Dakota. So follow me, message me there if you have any questions or comments that you would like to share with me. And also I will be uploading all of these podcasts onto YouTube. And that's just found under Random Threads with a Z at the end. And I will be, hopefully here soon, I will be making it into like a web show or whatever you want to call it, where I will be videoing me doing the podcast, so that on the YouTube channel, you don't just have to look at like a picture and just hear my audio. You can actually watch me talk if that's something that you're interested in. I know that it'll be a little bit easier for me to do a YouTube video like that, other than just placing pictures up there for you guys just to listen to my audio. I think it'd be a little bit more entertaining that you can actually watch my lips moving while I talk, but we'll see how that goes. I wanted to do it for this episode, but it didn't quite work out that way this time. So maybe next week I'll have a web show up for the podcast. We'll just have to see how it goes. Thank you guys so much for pushing play today. I appreciate you guys so much. And just continue having the best time of your life. See you guys next weekend.